This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is! The Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Friday. It is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. It's going to be an amazing night tonight. Here's what we have on tap for you. We have the best Ask Dr. Jesse questions we have ever had. Some lady wants to know why do you get criticized if you're a Catholic speaking out about your faith? Is it wrong for pro-lifers to show graphic images in your community? What's the worst kind of environment you could possibly fight in if you're in the military? How do we help our veterans who are coming back? They're depressed or committing suicide. How much of the national budget do we need to cut to keep the country afloat? The Biden-Trump debate, all that. So much more coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. I actually want to begin here because it kind of piggybacks off of what we were talking about already last night. And first and foremost, I have to do something that is physically painful to me. I have to say that I think I was dead wrong about something I said last night. Remember, we were talking about that Harrison Butker, that kicker for the Kansas City Chiefs, coming out and speaking just in wonderful ways, bold ways, just speaking truth.
For the ladies present today, congratulations on an amazing accomplishment. You should be proud of all that you have achieved to this point in your young lives. I want to speak directly to you briefly because I think it is you, the women, who have had the most diabolical lies told to you. How many of you are sitting here now about to cross this stage and are thinking about all the promotions and titles you are going to get in your career? Some of you may go on to lead successful careers in the world, but I would venture to guess that the majority of you are most excited about your marriage and the children you will bring into this world. I can tell you that my beautiful wife, Isabel, would be the first to say that her life truly started when she began living her vocation as a wife and as a mother.
Yeah, you remember, we played it all last night. I'm going to stop it there, even though the comments were wonderful. And I said last night, well, these two things are facts. The Kansas City Chiefs social media team blasted him. They named the town where he lived. They essentially doxed him. And then they came out after and said, oh, that was posted in error. They deleted it. And then the NFL crucified him, put out some long public statement, blasting away. And I said last night, well, you watch, he's going to get fired. Apparently, the Chiefs, the daughter of the owner, her name is Gracie Hunt. I haven't watched the NFL in years, but I knew the Hunt family owned the Chiefs back in the day. I was waiting to hear about Harrison Butker's pink slip today. Credit to this woman. I ain't watching the NFL, but if I do, I might have to root for the Chiefs.
We're going
to
start with you because the couch would like to know, as America would, the reaction from the Hunt family regarding the kicker, Harrison Butker.
Well, I can only speak from my own experience, which is
I've had the most incredible mom who had the ability to stay home and be with us as kids growing up. And I understand that there are many women out there who can't make that decision, but for me in my life, I know it was really formative in shaping me and my siblings to be who we are.
So you understood what he was talking about?
For sure.
Okay.
And I really respect Harrison and his Christian faith and what he's accomplished on and off the field.
I got to tell you, young lady, good for you. And Michael corrected me. I just misspoke. It was not the Kansas City Chiefs who said where he lived. It was Kansas City itself. The city blasted him. And the NFL blasted him? Looks like the owners are behind him. So that's a good thing. All right, but let's go to this email. Jesse, I do not understand why liberals and communists can say anything they want and are praised, but a conservative religious person says what they believe and they are tormented by the media. I agree, mothers should be praised and treasured, whether they stay at home or they need to work. What is wrong with what the football player said? All right, let's discuss this. First, there's nothing wrong with what the football player said, but why is it like this? Why is it that if you are some dirty communist, you can go have 19 abortions, chop your penis off, turn your kids gay, do anything, and you will be cheered for and celebrated by the American media, by our institutions, our medical institutions will sing your praises, talk about how wonderful you are. You can go out and dance naked with a pink feather boa around your neck in front of children in this society, waving your penis in the air, and the society we live in now will sing your praises. And if you get up and you talk about how much you love your wife and how she's been a bedrock for you and supports you, and the fact that she's a mother and your wife is the most important, best thing she'll ever do, you will be treated like a pariah. Why is it like that? Well, here, let me just give it to you right between the eyes, and then we'll move on to other things on this Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Nations have religions. We've talked about this many times before, but let's talk about it again. And many of you are non-religious. We have people, everyone emails, you know, we have so many Christians who listen. We have so many Jews who listen. We have Muslims who listen. We have atheists who don't believe in anything who listen. We have pagans who listen. Remember, we've got people who call in who worship the sun and moon and dirt and stuff like that. So everyone has different thoughts on religion and religious beliefs and things like that. But it doesn't matter what your thoughts or my thoughts or your beliefs or my beliefs are. One thing is a fact. I shouldn't say it doesn't matter. It does. But one thing is a fact. Nations have religions. All nations have religions. There is no such thing as a secular nation that doesn't have a religion. That has never existed and it will never exist. Men believe in things. We are created to believe in something. You will worship something in your life. And since the dawn of man, look, you can go to any society you want with whatever religion they practiced, the rulers, the everybody, they all understood the religion was the pole. It was the sun where the rest of society orbits around. Pick your society. It can be a small Indian tribe somewhere. It can be a major empire. There will be a religion, and the laws will be made around it. The culture itself, general morality will be made around it. And it doesn't always have to be your morality or my morality. It could be horrific morality. You know, we talk about Aztecs are a great example. You know, the Aztecs had a religion. They had religion. They had multiple gods. And they believed wholeheartedly that human sacrifice was critical to get the things they wanted out of their gods. You want the rains. You want the rains to stop. You want this. You want that. Okay, well, the gods are going to demand blood. You must find human beings and kill them. Oftentimes, it was children. Oftentimes, there was torture involved because they believed that there was actual special power in the tears beforehand. Okay, all this is horrible. I got it. All of it's horrible. But all of Aztec society eventually revolved around that religion. Their very military revolved around the religion. Do you want to know one of the main reasons? Well, I shouldn't say one of the main. One of the reasons the Aztecs were unable to ever kill Hernan Cortez, even though they wounded him several times when Cortez was the one who wiped him out. You want to know one of the main reasons? Whenever they'd get close enough, They kept trying to wound him so they could capture him, so they could sacrifice him to their gods. They would try to, they would hamstring guys. They had these sharp kind of obsidian type swords, and they would slice your hamstring or your Achilles so you couldn't move. Then they could capture you and sacrifice you. They had him dead to rights several times. He's right there. Just kill him. They wouldn't do it. Why? Their religion. Nations, tiny tribes, they will have a religion, a belief system, and all of that society will orbit around that belief system. But wait, there's more. Religions in general. Now, there have been many, many, many societies, and America, you should be proud of this, has been one of them. There have been many societies where multiple different religions have been practiced or allowed. That is something the Mongols did it. The Romans did it. Just so many societies have operated that way. Yeah, we have our religion. We have our belief system, but you can do your thing there. It's fine. In Mongolian society, I've told you before, the mosques were right next to the churches, and the Mongols are fine. Whatever, serve the Khan, worship who you want. That's your problem. But the more common thing throughout history is when your nation chooses for itself a religious belief system, a religion, they're not going to share. They're not going to share. Once your nation has chosen for itself a belief system, your nation will inevitably become more hostile to belief systems that challenge it. Because remember, aren't all religions, I mean, not all of them, but aren't most of them fairly exclusive? I mean, the Christians, we believe we're right. The Jews really believe they're right. The Muslims really believe they're right. And not only that, this is why it gets so uncomfortable unless you're like me and you don't care. They believe everyone else is wrong. You know, when we say we're right, that means we're saying you're wrong, right? So let's bring that back to America and why the outrage and everything else. Before we do that, we're all wrong. Just keep this in mind. We're all wrong about things from time to time. All of us. If you think your dog gets nutrition from dog food, you're wrong. It's a false belief system. Dog food is dead. It's nothing but empty calories. There's a reason it's all brown. Brown things are dead. Things that are alive, what color are they? In nature, they're green. Rough Greens is an all-natural nutritional supplement you pour on your dog's food. You have any idea how many veterinarians listen to this show and they'll email in? They give Rough Greens to every dog that comes in. Rough Greens is vitamins and minerals and probiotics, and it's just freaking amazing. It has fixed my dog's digestive problems. His coat looks better. His breath is better. Just like you when you get real nutrition versus not. Call 833-33-MY-DOG for a free jumpstart trial bag or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. I'm going to get to what happened in Congress today here in just a couple minutes. I'm going to finish this thought. So in case you're just joining us, lady wrote in and she said, why do these communists, these liberals, they get to say anything, do anything, and the worst things in the world, and they're praised. But some dude gets up and he talks about women being homemakers and he talks about abortion being wrong and all these other things. And he's immediately turned into a pariah in this society. And I was talking about how societies have religions. Now for the part that's going to hurt. We have one too. And it's not yours. All right. It's not mine. We have a religious belief system that has changed in this country. At one point in time, we were a Christian nation, and we kind of drifted away from that. And as we drifted away from that, remember, you don't drift away from religion. That's not something that's humanly possible. You drift from one to another one. We have chosen to worship ourselves. Really, it comes down to dirty communism is what it is. It's cultural Marxism. But cultural Marxism, and let me explain really quickly what that means. Remember, the communists in the Soviet Union tried forever to get traditional Soviet-style communism into America. It never worked. It would never take because our workers weren't unhappy here in general. They weren't. But remember, communism's the religion of the malcontent. So various communists started to figure out, hey, we need to focus on other malcontents. And that's where all this cultural Marxism came in that we see now. Feminism, all this Black Lives Matter, civil rights, bunch of crap, all the LGBTQ activism, the climate change stuff, the gay, everything, all this crap. It's all just communism in the end. It's all just a way to destroy society. Well, cultural Marxism, because we walked away from our belief system and because we weren't near aggressive enough with these people, we were way too nice to them, that is now the religion of the country. It is. And it doesn't mean it's yours, and I hope it's not. And it doesn't mean it's mine, and it's not. And it doesn't do me, an America-loving patriot who would die for this country, it doesn't do me any good. It doesn't make me feel good to say those words. But the truth is, the religion that governs the United States of America is not only not mine, it is extremely hostile to mine. Why do you think the FBI is already in churches? You know the FBI is in churches, right? Maybe yours, maybe mine. We know this now. We have whistleblowers, we have memos. Why do you think they're arresting pro-lifers, 70-plus-year-old women, and chucking them in the federal penitentiary right now? Sending SWAT teams to the homes of pastors right now? Why do you think that is? Because the religion of America now is not going to share with anybody. Not with Christianity, not with Judaism, not with Islam, not with anything. They're not going to share. The governing religion of the United States America, the one that is run throughout our culture, is cultural Marxism. Again, I've used this example before, but I'll use it again. You want a little experiment? It might get expensive. No one has this much money anymore, but here's an experiment for you. Go down to the local movie theater in your town. Go down and, how many movies they got playing? 8, 10? Go watch all those movies this weekend. Do a little movie marathon. And tell me when you're done with the movies this weekend. Tell me what you saw more often. Did you see Christianity represented? Or did you see...
Why are you gay?
That represented more in the movies that you watched this weekend. Tell me what you see. Turn on the television set. Watch the news. What do you see more of? What flag flies with the American flag on embassies across the globe? I should say flags themselves. What flag is it? Is it the Christian flag? Chris, did you see any Stars of David over there? Islamic flag? No. There's a rainbow tranny flag. There's a Black Lives Matter flag. It's all around us, as we've said before, and it's hard to accept. If you walk into Saudi Arabia, there's no doubt what their religion is. You will see it every freaking where. You will see references to Islam in the business world, in the education system, in the government, in the everything. It's everywhere. I went to Israel once. We did that Israel trip as a show last summer. I've been there one time. It wasn't a mystery what the governing religion of Israel is. It was Judaism. There were Stars of David, references to it everywhere you went. The cuisine itself, when you do that, what was it, the Sabbath thing or whatever, Chris, where we couldn't get a decent meal in Jerusalem? Is that Sabbath? I wasn't being insulting. What was it called? Shabbat. Yes, Shabbat. It was Shabbat on a Saturday, and you know, we're there in a hotel in the major city in town, and you could hardly find a meal. Why? Because it's a Jewish tradition. Because that's their religion. We have one here. It's not yours, and it's not mine. And it is entirely hostile to yours and mine. Except this. And I'm not saying this to bring you down. I'm saying this so we are aware of where we are. You and I, we are outsiders now. We are the counterculture now. You are not the culture. We patriots like to think we're still the culture. We're America. No, we're not. We're the counterculture. I hope we become America again, and I believe we can, But we are the counterculture now, not the culture. Speaking of America, man, do I have a bright, shining example of it. Hang on.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country, without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. You can email me, and you should. Your emails go right to Chris. He prints them off. I read them. I don't read them all anymore. There are way too many. If you write too much, or you're just a crazy person, or you complain about an ad or something like that, then I'm not going to ever get it. But you can email the show anything else, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, I told you I was going to get to the congressional news of today before we get back to all the other things as far as pro-life goes. Where's the worst place to fight and all everything else? So maybe you've heard it. Maybe you haven't. But there was a big committee meeting today, and it was Marjorie Taylor Greene and James Comer. It was AOC. You'll hear Jasmine Crockett. You can't miss Jasmine Crockett in there. And a bunch of people are, well, here's part of it. There's a couple clips. Just buckle up and enjoy the ride. This is the United States House of Representatives.
Chair recognizes Ms. Greene.
I'd like to know if any of the Democrats on this committee are employing Judge Mershon's daughter.
Please tell me what that has to do with Merrick Garland.
Oh, Goldman. That's right. He's advising.
Just a heads up. What Marjorie Taylor Greene is saying there is Dan Goldman. He's, of course, this piece of trash Democrat from New York, one of the most despicable people in Congress. He employs the daughter of the judge that's doing the Trump show trial in New York. Judge Mershon, daughter, works for Dan Goldman. I mean, it's very obvious how incestuous this whole thing is, but that's what she's saying. Anyway, I'll let him continue.
Okay.
Do you know what we're here for? You know we're here about AG.
I don't think you know what you're here for.
Well, you're the one talking about...
I think your fake eyelashes are messing up.
No, ain't nothing.
Hold on.
In case you just heard, Marjorie Taylor Greene referenced Jasmine Crockett's fake eyelashes. And whatever you think about that, you should understand she very much does have fake eyelashes. And ladies, I understand the desire to be hot, and I totally get it. And I applaud you for that desire. Obviously, we want you to stay dimes. But I will say, on behalf of men, you can take the fake eyelash thing way too far. If it looks like you're about to fly away when you blink your eyes, maybe dial those down a little bit more. Jasmine Crockett, I'm definitely talking to you. Anyway.
Order.
Mr. Chairman.
That's beneath even you.
Order of your committee.
Order. Not a point of order.
I do have a point of order, and I would like to move to take down Ms. Green's words. That is absolutely unacceptable. How dare you attack the physical appearance of another person?
Of course, you can... hear the Bronx's very own AOC step in, the actress with the fake outrage.
Are your feelings
hurt? Her words down.
Oh, girl,
baby girl.
Oh, really?
Don't even play.
Baby girl,
We are going to move and we're going to take your words down.
I second that motion.
I'm letting it play. I'm going to let it play.
You agree to strike your words?
Yeah.
I'll okay. Miss Green agrees to strike her words.
I believe she needs to apologize. No.
Perry. Okay, hold on. Then after Mr. Perry's going to be recognized, then Miss Green.
I'm not apologizing.
Well, then you're
okay,
not
reserve the right to
your words.
I am Mr. not Perry. Apologizing.
Now let's go.
Why don't you debate me?
Mr. Chairman. The minority
self-evident.
You're not.
You don't have enough intelligence.
Out of order. Chair recognizes Mr. Perry.
Okay, move to strike
I'd
the.
Like to strike
I move
to strike
the lady's
words.
Move
to strike
the lady's words again.
Oh, you didn't think they were done, did you? Oh, that was just the warm up. Please continue. Oh,
you just voted to do
y'all
it.
Y'all did it first, so you don't have to
do it.
Order. I'm trying to get clarification.
Look at, calm down.
No, because this is what y'all do.
By the way, fellas, just a heads up from me. If you're ever trying to calm your lady down, nothing works better than telling her to calm down. It works like a charm. You just look at her whenever she's mad and you say, honey, calm down. And they just simmer right down. Works every time.
Proceeding. So I'm trying
hey,
to get
Ms. Crockett, you're not recognized. Ms. Crockett.
I can't hear you with your
and
yelling.
You don't want
calm
me to
down.
Be, no.
Can you please calm
don't
down?
Don't tell me to calm down.
Calm down.
Because y'all
please
talk
calm
noise
down.
And then you
you're
can't
out of
take
control.
It. Because if I come and talk about her, y'all going to have a problem.
Mr. Chairman.
All right. Chair. Okay. Order. Chair now recognizes.
Not cute.
This is the United States House of Representatives, just reminding everybody.
Green for 4 minutes and 21 seconds. 4 minutes. Let Ms. Green talk, and then you all can, I'll recognize.
But I move to strike her words for a second time based on her second set of personal remarks attacking another member.
Who?
Chairman Comer.
Because you all cannot seem
I have an amendment at
to
the desk,
apply the rules of the committee.
Stop.
Okay.
You know, a lot of people are tossing this clip around today back and forth. I can't believe that Jasmine Crockett would act like that. I can't believe AOC would say that. Some people are mad at Marjorie Taylor Greene. What's she doing there? And honestly, I know this probably hurts to hear, but these people are an accurate reflection of who we are. You know that, right? Not you personally, but in a representative republic like ours, we really do get the government we deserve. And Jasmine Crockett in her eagle wing eyelashes, AOC, the bartender / actress who auditioned to be a congressman, Marjorie Taylor Greene, all of them. This is who we are now. It's what we are now. And gosh, that's a lot, isn't it? Anyway, this guy says, dear New York Wiener Machine. It's just, you know what? Did I say Wiener Machine? When I was talking about the New York hot dogs. Okay, I have an obsession with New York hot dogs. Okay, I can't help it. The dirt water dogs. And every one of my New York friends makes fun of me. Ah, I can't believe you eat those. They never even clean the water. Like, why would care if they clean the water? What, Chris? Oh, hold on a second, sir. Chris just said a hot dog's a hot dog. They don't change that much. Chris, there's something New York about walking down the sidewalk eating a hot dog. That's one. Two, no, it's not the smell of feces, Chris. Two, you've never had the red onion sauce, have you, Chris? You never have. I'm sure in this day and age you can just order it online or something like that, but you don't understand. They take... It's almost like red onions that have been, I don't know, reduced or something into some kind of ketchup onion mixture that they kind of makes that sound, even though it doesn't make that sound at all. They put the thing right on the hot dog. It's the most glorious thing in the world. And, well, I should clarify something. Let me explain something to you children about New York City. You see, it's a walking city. The wife she's one of these fitness freaks. So she has the watch that keeps track of how far she goes and whatnot. The last time her and I went to New York City, this was, I think, last month, we were there for 2 days. And in 2 days, we walked 17 miles. And we weren't working out. We were just in New York City. Walk in here. Walk in to eat here. You walk. It's a walking city. It's right. It's as big as it is and as good as the food is. It's always one of the skinniest cities. I live in Houston. It's always one of the fattest cities. The difference? Houston is spread out. You can't walk anywhere here. Everywhere is a 15-minute drive. So you go eat 10,000 calories worth of soul food and then get in your car and drive for a half hour. But in New York, you walk and eat. And so you pop in, you grab a dirt water dog, boom, you're walking to and fro, stuffing a wiener in your mouth. So when I go, I'll eat them. I mean, I'll eat a half dozen a day. I eat a, it's really, really bad. Because anyway, I shouldn't have used the term wiener machine. I realize that that maybe came off the wrong way. And you guys don't have to just take anything bad I say and then throw it back in my face every single time. You know that. All right. The guy has a question about pro-life tactics. The graphic pictures, are they too much? Is it wrong? Let's talk about that. Before we talk about that, let's talk about this. Let's talk about how often we have to honor the fallen on the show. And in fact, Memorial Day is coming. Memorial Day is coming, and it's coming. We're 10 days away, Memorial Day, where we will spend 3 hours honoring the fallen here. Tunnel to Towers doesn't forget about the ones they leave behind. And that's really the most heartbreaking thing about it, when a cop doesn't come home, when somebody dies in training, somebody dies in combat, their families, man. What is that like? That knock at the door that everyone dreads, and dad's never coming home again. Mom's never coming home again. How do you even begin to put your life back together? Well, it's not that Tunnel to Towers can bring them back, but they do help. They step in and try to ease burdens on these families. And I want you to go look up Tunnel to Towers. Go look up their charity rating. This is a blessed organization that gives where they say they're going to give. $11 a month is what they ask for. T2T.org. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Let's get back to the Ask Dr. Jesse questions. I don't have anything else to say about Congress.
Oh, you just voted to do it.
I know this doesn't apply to you and it doesn't apply to me, but when you have a population full of people who have walked away from politics, don't care enough to get involved, don't care enough to pay attention, you can't spend 15 minutes a day to learn about the issues, what's actually taking place. When you have a people this demoralized and listless, you will be represented by people like this. Period. Period. We earned this. Not you, not me, but as a whole, a population as a whole, this is the exact kind of government we deserve. It is. It really is. All right. Dear New York Wiener Machine, I live in very red North Idaho, and I am as pro-life as one can be. Abortion is murder, should be illegal without exception. Having said that, in my town each weekend, there's an anti-abortion group that hangs out on one of the town's main street corners and holds up very graphic, large photographs of aborted babies. When I see them, I tell them to take their efforts over to the border to Blue Washington, and those heathens are the ones who need to see it. I don't want to see it, and I don't want my wife and young children to have to see it. Am I wrong, or are they? Thank you. His name is Danny. And he says, P.S., thanks for the show and the Anti-Communist Manifesto, available at jessekellybook.com. I love this question because it's heavy and it's intense, and I don't know that there's a right answer, so let me just approach this question this way. I, too, for the longest time, as parents do, tried to keep my sons from seeing many things. In fact, I tried for years to keep them really from being political, because I didn't think they were ready. I didn't want to raise them political, even though this is what I do now. So we would obviously teach them our values and things like that, but we didn't talk politics. We're not going to bring up issues. We just let it go. But the older they got and the more I looked around, the more I saw that shielding them from this culture is impossible. It's impossible. Look, we just did this long talk about how America has a new religion, cultural Marxism, that is the religion of the country. Well, how can I shield them from that, from all that filth, when it's the religion of the country? I can't. It's in their textbooks. It's on their television set. It's in the movies. And even, look, unless you're going to move to the mountains off the grid, you can't avoid all the filth that's out there. So we changed tactics. My wife and I decided, let's talk. Let's not even talk about it in a dumbed down, you know, little kiddie way. Let's have a conversation. Let's talk about good, bad, right, wrong, evil. This is what my kids are hugely political now, but I tried the best I could to avoid it, and I found that to be fruitless. Now, I'm not saying I was going to break down the tax code to my four-year-old. And I don't know, he didn't mention how old his daughter was. You know, you got a 3-4-year-old girl. No, you don't want her seeing pictures of dead, mutilated babies. No one wants that for their little baby girl or baby boy or anything like that, depending on the age. And let me also say this. I could never see myself holding up a poster, a picture like that, on a street corner. I don't think I could do that. But let's remember this. And this sucks, but let's remember this. There's not a comfortable way to move the culture back once your culture has been moved away from you. There's not a comfortable way to take a society built on lies and rebuild it on truth. There's not a comfortable, easy way. You ever moved houses? I moved houses my entire life. My folks would sell a house virtually every year when we first moved to Montana because we needed the money. I lived in 10 houses in 10 years. So we were always, we would move in. We'd move in, they'd sell the house, pack up the house, box everything up. You know, you don't have money for movers or anything like that. It's me and my dad and a couple family friends in a U-Haul loading it up. And next year, we're doing it again. And we're doing it again. And we're doing it again. Is it easy? You ever moved? Did you enjoy the process? No, it's hard. It's sweaty. It's uncomfortable. You hurt yourself. Now try moving a society that has chosen cultural Marxism for itself. To win, to move things back, you and I are going to have to do and experience and support things that are uncomfortable things. Nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks, "Woo, I can't wait to look at some pictures of aborted babies today. Man, maybe after lunch." No one thinks like that. I don't think like that. No one thinks like that. At the same time, the veil of lies is so thick around every issue. This applies to every issue, much more than just abortion. The veil of lies in this society is so thick. If you want to cut through it, it's going to be uncomfortable. People who are about ready to go kill their unborn baby, they need to know what it looks like. Why do you think they've lied to women? And why do you think they use words like women's reproductive rights? Why do you think they call it that? Because the truth of what happens to that poor child is barbaric. It is awful. I don't even think I've ever described it in detail on the show. And honestly, maybe I'm a hypocrite here because I haven't, because so many kids listen. And I want kids, like I said, I will always do a family-friendly show. You can always listen with your kids. I don't talk about a bunch of perverted stuff or whatever. I don't use bad language. I don't do that, and I will never do it. It's so bad what happens, I've been hesitant to talk about it. But maybe I'm a hypocrite and wrong about that. People need to know. It ain't no clump of cells, and it ain't reproductive rights, and it's ugly in there. So maybe you are wrong. Maybe you're not. That was a really mealy-mouthed way to answer that, but that's my answer, all right? Maybe I need to up my chalk. Maybe that's my problem. Maybe I answered that in such a non-controversial fashion that maybe I mean, I don't think I skipped my male vitality stack yesterday. I know I remember I took it today. You see, I take natural herbal supplements every day. Chalk, C-H-O-Q, they sell the best supplements you can find. And they have different things, different stacks for, they have female vitality stacks. Ladies, are you tired of needing a cup of coffee at 2 in the afternoon? You want to feel pepped up, ready to roll? How about a female vitality stack? Try it for 90 days. Gentlemen, for you, me, male vitality stacks. 20% increase in your testosterone levels in 90 days. Gentlemen, if you're tired, you're depressed all the time, why don't you go try it? It's 90 days. You don't like it? Cancel your subscription. Try it. It'll change your whole life. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse gets you a big discount on subscriptions. All right? We'll be back.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.